Hello, welcome to the International Press Conference, sponsored by the International Common Law Court of Justice. It's January 15th, 2022. This announcement is going out to all of the global media and to the people of the world as a great cause of hope to people laboring under the COVID corporate police state. My name is Kevin Ann at Eagle Strongboris, and I'm the chief advisor to the Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels and to its prosecutor's office. This is the court that lawfully disestablished criminal organizations in 2013 and forced the Pope of Rome, Pope Benedict, out of office, along with three other guilty cardinals. Now, the verdict today has to do with the perpetrators of the COVID corporate police state. All of these documents can be found online at murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates. I'm reading today a summary of the judgment of the court that has resulted in the issuing of arrest warrants against 75 individuals, including the Pope in Rome, the Queen of England, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, Emma Walmsley, the CEO of GlaxoSmithKline, and many other individuals named in the judgment of the court. Now, these organizations are now considered transnational criminal bodies because of their proven role in the crimes that we're going to enunciate now. The COVID vaccine is the product of medical genocide and the mass murder of children because of testing done illegally and against international law by these corporations over many years. And the solid evidence of that is now a matter of public record in the docket of the court. And as a result, arrest warrants have been issued today for the individuals named in the judgment of the court. Now, here's a summary of the court's judgment, which again, like you said, you could find online at the information included in this notice. The global corporatocracy that has dismantled democracy and the rule of law has arisen from a tradition and as the latest phase of deliberate genocide and crimes against humanity, against the people of the world, by governments, corporations, and churches. These crimes reflect an ongoing criminal conspiracy by these powers to eradicate and enslave humanity, according to a master plan of global eugenics. Now, the International Common Law Court of Justice was convened under international law on September 15th, 2021, in the city of Vancouver, to bring criminal charges and judgment against the persons and corporations named on the two counts of the indictment, namely planning, committing, and concealing crimes against humanity, and committing or personally authorizing heinous crimes against certain targeted individuals named in the document, and those crimes included murder and attempted murder. Now, the accused persons and corporations named in the indictment include the CEOs of Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, PetroChina, Weyerhaeuser, the heads of state and top officials of the government of Canada and China, the Crown of England and the Vatican, the top officials of the Roman Catholic, Anglican, and United Church and Unitarian Churches, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Assembly of First Nations and First Nations Summit, and private individuals totaling 75 living people and 11 deceased defendants and their private estates. Now, these defendants were charged by the prosecution with ordering or personally participating in 15 specific crimes, besides a general offense of planning and committing genocide. Now, these specific crimes include, but were not limited to, the following: the institutionalized kidnapping, rape, torture, trafficking, medical experimentation, drug testing, starvation, and murder of Indigenous and other children in the Indian residential schools and hospitals in Canada, and in present-day Catholic hospitals, foster care homes, and child care facilities, with the full knowledge and sanction of Popes John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and Francis I, and the Queen of England. Also, the torture and murder of women, men, and children through experimental involuntary drug testing, sexual sterilization, pain threshold and mind control experiments, slave labor, trafficking, cult ritual torture and killing, and other forms of proven medical, physical, and biological genocide. Also, the systematic destruction of the buried remains of Indian residential school children and other children, and of evidence pertaining to their torture, suffering, and death, upon the orders of the heads of the state and churches that we have mentioned. Also, the intentional murder of 15 named activists across Canada who were exposing these and other crimes of the defendants, and the ongoing targeting of the defendant's most prominent political opponent, Kevin Annett, for destruction and assassination. Also, the imposition of an unlawful political and economic tyranny over Canadians and all humanity under the guise of a fraudulent COVID public health crisis. Also, the deliberate poisoning and murder of Canadians on all of humanity through the illegal and mandatory imposition of experimental COVID so-called vaccines obtained through medical genocide and the mass murder of children and other test subjects. Also, the laundering of money and the trafficking in weapons, in drugs, in children, fetuses, and human organs in partnership with and for the mutual profit and benefit of themselves and organized crime, corporations, banks, churches, and governments in North America, Europe, Southeast Asia, and China. Also, the harassing, silencing, and murder of witnesses to these crimes and actively obstructing justice and criminal investigations. And finally, the disrupting of the proceedings of the court, the harassing of the court's officers, and the targeting for assassination of not only Kevin Annett, but of the officers of the court. Now, after 4 months of adjudication, governed by due process, and in the absence of any response from the defendants to the summonses of the court found all of the defendants guilty pro confesso on both counts in the indictment and on all charges. And the court sentenced all of the defendants to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Also, the loss of their assets and those of their respective corporations, and the disestablishment of these corporations as proven transnational criminal organizations. Now, as part of this lawful sentence, and in response to the proven medical genocide and mass murder conducted by the defendants, and especially Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, in developing the so-called COVID vaccine, the court prohibited all governments, churches, corporations, public health agencies, and medical personnel from buying, from promoting, or from using the COVID vaccines and other products of genocide and criminality on pain of being charged as accessories to a crime. Now, to enforce its lawful verdict and sentence, the court issued a universal arrest warrant, which can be found, as stated, at murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates. And this universal arrest warrant was followed by an expropriation warrant against the defendants, which authorizes court sheriffs, deputized police, and citizens to arrest and detain these defendants, to disestablish their corporations, and seize their assets, properties, and products, including the deadly COVID vaccines. For all of these are part of the avails of criminality and genocide. As part of this enforcement of the court's lawful verdict and sentence, the assets of the defendants are seized as financial reparations for genocide and for the damages inflicted by them on generations of children and on the defendants' victims and their families, including Kevin Annett and his children. The convicted defendants and their corporations are now disestablished criminal entities that under the law have lost the right to govern, to operate, or to engage in commerce. Any person or group who aids or abets or associates with these convicted persons or corporations, or their products, like the COVID vaccine, are now accessories to crimes against humanity, and can be arrested and charged under the terms of the court's judgment and warrants. Now, finally, the judgment and warrants of the court have the full force and effect of the law. They take precedence over all regulations, authorities, and agencies, and the police agencies of the world are obligated to help enforce these arrest warrants and the expropriation warrants. The police of the world must help seize the COVID vaccines as deadly products of genocide. These warrants and the judgment of the court can and must be used now to stop the spread of genocidal criminal actions and procedures, including the now outlawed procuring and administering of COVID vaccines and all the related measures. Now, this is issued today by the International Common Law Court of Justice, January 15th, 2022. You can follow the work of the court and read the judgments and download the warrants and enforce the warrants from murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates and republicofkanata.ca under breaking news. The court has operated under the lawful jurisdiction of the Sovereign Republic of Canada in Canada and similar sovereign republics and common law jurisdictions all over the world. Stand by for more. Take action. Arm now with the judgment and the warrants of the court. This is Eagle, Strong Voice, Kevin Annett. Stand by for more.